know, because I shoot more of my
love
for
Talk Radio.
Philippines. We see y'all in there tonight. Glory to the King. Welcome. welcome, welcome. I can only imagine what time it is over there. And our sisters in Kenya, bless y'all. Hope y'all doing well. Tune into the broadcast tonight as well. And that's not to say all the rest of you who are in Canada and England, Finland. I think we got some more people in the Netherlands now, too. Netherlands. And we got a family there in South Africa. We never got King in South Africa, but I think there was another one that came online this week from Nigeria, which we'll find out as well. Now, what we need to do, brothers, is I would turn that thing down. I would turn that thing down to, you know, maybe like low. And then you can put that, you know, put it down so it can blow on us. Turn it down on low and put it down like 62 or something like that. Keep it cool in here. Because y'all body heat, man. Well, this one thing I like. I do appreciate that I haven't smelled nobody in the last couple of hours. Some of y'all, man, being in a bum. This is an abomination, man. You trying to praise y'all, you got to come up out of that. No. Smell like you just got finished playing a football game. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, y'all good.
Yeah, yeah.
We are in the, this is the seventh month of the Roman year, right?
Yes, sir.
Seventh month of the Roman year. Time is, in case y'all hadn't seen, it's going by fast. Some people are taking heed to what Pastor Dallas is saying. Some are not. Y'all meet that beautiful brother and his family last Sabbath, the Blinton's family. That brother's tall, too, man. I think he may be taller than TJ.
Yeah, he's tall.
He's tall.
Yeah.
He's tall, man. He's a tall brother, man. And can you imagine, man, I think my great-granddaddy, he was 7'1". All my uncles were 6'4". I got to 6 foot, but then when I got out of course, then when I got military, I inherited an inch and a half less. But I got the middle of the road because my mama being 4'10". Mama down here is been a 4'10", boy. I used to tell mama, I used to walk up next door, I said, we gonna stand up. Hey, well, Mama Dow was something else in her day, too, man. She was a looker, too, man. I looked at them pictures, me and my brothers go back. Mama used to look good. And Mama still look good. You know what I mean? Mama looked really good. She 83 years old. 83. So Mother Lillian is 86. Mama Dow, 83. What we need to get some men. That Dad Dow died at 81, right? So we need to get, because 81, if the Bible says you make it 80, you remade by strength.
Right.
Yes,
sir.
And so we need to try to be pushing for in strength 80s, 90s, it'd be the Father's will.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? God's will. But I can promise you this, when it's my time to get up, I ain't trying to stay here. I'm not like some of these blessed prophets and everything else. When it's time to depart, Paul said, you know what I mean, he has a desire to depart, but it's more needful for him to. Now, I understand that. I mean, I understand that right now. Right now, I think it's needful for me to be here. And, of course, whatever y'all said, anyway, he controls all our breath and everything. When I made that statement a couple of times, old Daniel Kabir called me up and said, man, that shocked the living daylights out of me. You know, they sort of trying to imagine the ministry without Pastor Dow. Hey, the live feed, man. It must be either my channel. I think it's my channel, though. Because it's doing fine over here. Let me check it out. Is live feed doing well over there on y'all side? Yeah, it's doing fine. It's YouTube. All right, but, you know, nobody wants to actually see any brothers or any sisters go on that you know. You know what I mean? We just assume we're here today, this time and hour. We assume that it's going to continue on forever. But as old saying goes, everything has an end. Of course, we know the end for us is the beginning. Woo!
Hallelujah.
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 But God's faithful. too, right?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got a lot of wonderful people, and I'm going to use that term because we're only wonderful because of what y'all are dealing
come
with
on.
And doing with us.
Come on, Chef.
How many of y'all hear me out there? Come on, y'all hear me out there pretty good? I tried this week. I got a sister. I tried to petition Elder Rufus, Brother Daniel, and Brother Gideon and Kabir. I tried to petition these brothers to consider marrying his sister, but all three of them declined. All four of them declined. Isn't that bad? Mm-hmm. Y'all want to see her? Now that's sad, man, doing sisters like that. They should want to, they want we got to be married too. Oh, isn't there somebody for everybody? I tried my best to get her married this week and it didn't work. she just needs a little work. Man, she needs somebody to be saved too. Man. Is it not a mess? Oh, boy. But, the world pretty much basically is going to hell in a handbasket. And we see it clearly, the writing on the wall. But I got something I want to tell y'all. That day shall not come unless there be a falling away first. That's that, bro. You know, and this is really too late in the game to be even mentioned.
Yes, sir.
I mean, what else are you going to do? The only reason why you leave this ministry is because you want to go sin.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I've been doing this a long time, y'all. I'm telling you, the only reason why you leave this ministry is because you want to go and sin.
Yes, sir. True.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
And I know a lot of people don't believe this. And I won't. I mean, this winter will be working even more so because I got one, two, three or four, possibly four places I'm trying to get opened up, but way before the next Passover. I'm trying to, but if you know it's work, man, we got to work. You know what I mean?
Yes,
to open up for some more folks, more saints, more poor, more Israelites to be moved on the land. You understand what I mean? But I tell you, offenses and you deceiving yourself will keep you from salvation. Y'all hear me?
Yes,
there's a lot of people just simply can't see themselves. And a lot of people who are the most deceived, I'm going to say it over and over again, simply because I've been doing this too long, are the ones who never get delivered.
Hey,
I'm going to keep on pounding that drum. The one who rationalized and, you understand what I mean? With some of you, the time of rebuking is literally almost up. And that's bad. Because the book says, if you be without correction, then you're no longer sons. And that's really bad.
Yes, sir.
But going back to my thought, living on community is probably the toughest place in the world to live. Most people, when they look on the outside, all they see is, you know, how we are as a people, They see the community. But they don't understand. I mean, like, for instance, if you're living out in the world, wouldn't you say, man, living out in this world is tough? Wouldn't you say that? Now, I mean, you won't say that because that's where you're at, right? Man, it's tough out here, man. But based on experience, am I right, D? Living in the world is 1,000 times easier than living on community. See, when you're living in the world, all you got to do is deal with the hustle and bustle of flesh. Everyday flesh. That's one side of it. When you live on community, that's when the warfare really becomes real. Because you're living with people who literally have no distractions but to concentrate 100% on spiritual warfare and themselves.
Yeah.
See, we've been there. I can personally tell you that living in the world was really easy. When we moved together and we were still out in the world, had a homestead, it got tough. When we got all this community, woo! You would think it would be the direct opposite. You would think it would be the direct opposite, but it's far from it. And I know the lenses that everybody see things through. You see people, you see us on the community, and a lot of that, when y'all see us, he's like, now y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Man, these people are pretty much at peace. Not everybody now. They always got a few loose screws that mess up every damn thing. You know, you got to have some dirt in the house somewhere. But as a whole, when you look at straightway, you come and you're like, man, look at these people. They seem so content, so at peace. Now, am I telling the truth?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm lying, let me know.
That's true.
And it's a place that you desire when you look and discern it, you want to be.
Yes, sir.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
That you can get it. Because the warfare becomes extremely real. The literal words that's on those pages, they literally cut off those pages. See, because I made a statement once said 1,000 times, when all of y'all sheep are dirty gray. See, out there in the world, when you rubbing elbows with them, you don't really have nothing to convince you. But when you got people that are striving every day for this kingdom, the competition is fierce.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I told you, and I don't mean nothing, but I'm just stating facts. I don't know of a sister in this ministry that actually has a best friend in this ministry. 70 by the way that they're wired. I don't. I've never seen it. I said, I have never seen it. I've seen attempts, but I've never seen it. Are y'all here?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the warfare and the struggle is literally real. See, here, when you live on the community around the saints every day, it's like everything gets magnified and escalated. Am I right, Teach?
Yes, sir.
And most people simply can't handle that part of the warfare. Hell, a lot of people can't even handle the warfare of just coming to Shabbat every Sabbath. Yes. Y'all making sense?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, the war intensifies. It intensifies 1,000 times a thousand. And you'd be like, huh? How? No. Because when you're spiritual, you're on a whole total different plane. See, out there, you understand you got things you have to deal with, right?
Yes, sir.
But you are not your own worst enemy. People who oppose you are your own worst enemy. When you get here, you find out that you are the worst person that ever been born on the face of planet Earth. And that is a literal train wreck. And it takes, sometimes it takes people time before they get that wreck. Most of you don't ever get that wreck. You never get that. I'm telling you, most of you have never had that wreck to where you really truly see yourself the way Yah sees you. And when you see yourself the way Yah sees you, I guarantee you the pride, the ego, the arrogancy, the gall, watch this one, the mouth, the tail-bearing, the backbiting, the slander, the putting forth the finger, when you truly see us, all that will stop. It will cease. Because then you'll begin to see yourself the way Yah sees you, and what you see is a disgusting vow. Now, my talk coming out born again.
Yeah.
Most people, oh, Pastor, now, wait a minute, damn it. Isaiah said, I saw the Most High, he was high and lifted up in his train filled the temple.
Yeah.
And he says, I am a man of unclean lips.
Yes,
when he saw the glory of Yah.
Yes,
and he says, and I dwell in the midst of an unclean people. He's talking about Israel, set upon Israel.
Come on,
Yah. Yah said, I'm going to help you out. How you going to help me? I'm going to take a coal. And I'm going to put it in your mouth. Oh, never mind, man. You see what I'm talking about?
Yep.
But see what I'm saying? If you ain't never been there, I'm not saying you cannot see it. But I'm going to give you a statistic. 90% of the people that are associated with Straightway have never, ever had a sanctified train wreck. They don't see themselves for who they really truly are. I said 90%. Teach, if I'm exaggerating, let me know.
You're right on.
People go. Pastors, like when I look at you, I'm not present. It's like you can see me. I say, yeah, I see a hell of a lot. So do I see a whole lot. Even when you talk, I see a lot. I hear a lot. Have you ever, even in your room, have you ever even tried to talk to somebody, try to reach them, and then when you left the conversation, you feel like you're just wasting your time because you didn't even reach them?
True.
That happens.
Yes.
How much more so? What we see. But see, what we do is we're long-suffering.
That's
bad. In other words, when you going through something, we are the ones that's got to suffer long.
That is. Yes,
sir. Why? Because the Messiah said that the Messiah is long suffering towards us.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is.
That's what he says.
Yes, sir.
Not willing that any should perish. Watch this, just keep. But that all come unto repentance. Wait a minute, if you in Israel, why you gotta do all this repentance?
Come on, sir.
I mean, you're born again, y'all feel the Holy Spirit. Mm. And why does it seem like every time I turn around, I gotta repent.
Yeah. Oh, man.
As a matter of fact, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, really starts.
Yeah.
So we got all of you. You fine. You good. You don't need no deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul says, oh, wretched man.
That I am.
Yes. Oh, wretched man. And this is a man that actually was in the presence of Yahshua Messiah.
Come on.
But you fine. You good. You don't need no help. You are blind. You're a fool, and you are a blind guide. Now, I'm telling you, I said, listen, this word will hurt you. Mind you, if we ever want to really get down to the nitty-gritty, and I see you get off the beaten path, do you really truly think you could handle my words of rebuke and correction? You pretty arrogant if you think you can. Oh, yeah. You have got to get to a certain level of spiritual maturity before you can even be righteous enough to handle correction. You don't believe me? Every time someone is corrected, do you not feel the pain?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? That pain is showing you you've not arrived.
Yes, sir.
You're not where you should be.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
They're showing you that that old man is still alive and he's rising up from there. No matter how right the correction is, it still hurts.
Yes, sir.
Where the pain come from then? If you got pain, and whenever you remember wrongs, and people have done you wrong,
yes,
associated with bitterness and unforgiveness,
yes,
you need to have pain peace.
Yes.
Why can't you associate it with somebody rebuke you? You still feel that damn pain. That's letting you know there's something in you that's still too alive that should be dead.
Come on. Come on, Seth.
Yeah, man. All this is about us getting to the kingdom.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, the sower went forth to sow.
Yeah.
What did he go forth to sow for? He went to sow the seed on some ground. But the sole purpose of sowing seed is that the seed go into a ground and it gets planted.
Come on, Pat.
And that seed dies unto itself. Most of you want to stay on top of the soil. You don't want no roots. You don't want anything. You don't even want to die. You still want to stay a seed.
Yep.
But the seed, if he don't die to itself, he can't even bring forth much fruit. You know how much you know how much you die to yourself? How many people come to you for a righteous, holy, set-apart counsel in this?
Not that fruit.
How many? Come on. How many people is seeing the fruit that comes on your tree where the birds of the field are going to come and lodge in the branches? I'm trying to tell y'all, man, Israelites, which y'all have off your opinion, you are not who you think you are.
Mm-mm.
You should be glad at least you are in, you on the path.
Yes, sir.
But don't be on the path and think you arrived.
Oh, no.
You just starting your journey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what I usually say, right? The arrogancy, the audacity, and the unmitigated gall of us. We just, it just, it makes y'all want to puke.
Yes, sir.
It literally makes y'all want to puke. See, y'all are going to destroy the world. He got no problem with that. He ain't got to worry about people. It's his people.
Yes. Ooh. His people. Come on.
We can't even repent right because we're so arrogant. How many times y'all heard me, especially in the last few Sabbaths, when I talked about you are a God to yourself?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Y'all ain't never heard me say that.
Yes, sir.
Never heard me say that. If you're a God, man, you can't reprove God. You can't correct God. God is good. Huh? And I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about God is good.
Yeah, God.
Come on. He is. And who I need. See what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, watch this. Okay. Even if you're wrong, you still feel that, don't you?
Yes,
but the book says you be buffeted for your fault, take it patiently. You can't even take it patiently because you have no self-control.
Come on.
Before we get started, man, let's go to Romans 10.
Yeah.
Before we get started.
hallelujah.
I asked some people today, you know, I've been doing a lot of videos this week.
Yes,
on Patreon and YouTube. I've been pushing them out, left and right. Yeah, it's peace and famine. You know what I mean? But I've been pushing them out left and right. And I asked the people, instead of paying attention to what I'm saying, to try to help, they asking. I'm trying to get, you see that video I did on marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
On marriage. Some people ask me, well, do you and Mother Carol have a marriage license? Mother Carol and I have been together for 40 years. Somebody say 40 years.
40 years.
Is anybody in the room 40 years old besides Teacher Shane? Yeah. That's just letting y'all know we old enough to be your mama and daddy. 40 years. Can somebody say 40 years one more time?
40 years.
And you worried about if me and Mother Carol got a marriage license or not? Yeah, we got a marriage license a long, long time ago. Then ask me, well, how many of your shies do you got? More than you got. Shall I answer? More than you got. We have contracts. Verbal and written. All of them going to be written. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You get it? Include Mother Carol. Because, see, most of you people with your stupid worldly theology, you don't understand that whenever you make a private contract, it supersedes any contract that was written. You know, whenever you, have you ever seen a, anybody deal with eBay or PayPal or something like that, every time you turn around, they got new service terms agreements to the contract, and they update them and let you know this is now what supersedes the old one.
Yes, sir.
They don't know nothing about the 10th Amendment. They know, y'all don't know nothing, man. So if you make a private contract, that automatically supersedes the contract that you already made. Because it's the newest one.
Yeah, wow.
Mr. and Mrs. Know nothing, thank you, know it all.
That's good, sir. That's good.
Wisdom too high for a fool.
That's good.
So if you're in this ministry, you're 40 years old and younger, Mother Carol and I old enough to be your mama and your daddy, and but watch it. But we're not going to treat you like your mom and daddy. We're going to treat you like the real mother and father.
Come on. Come on. Never
mind.
Come on.
So you see what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Now, if you start stacking up them kind of years, that's a lot of years.
Oh, yeah.
But in Israel, we are always going to be dealing with the sin issue until the day we die.
Yes, sir.
Because the day we're in this world, we think we arrive, we're going to miss the mark.
Good. Good,
we literally have to stay on the cutting edge of salvation.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead and relax. You won't. Let's use the biblical term. Be at ease in Zion.
Ooh.
If you want to. Go ahead. Thank you, Abraham. Listen, you know, people, they have an opinion of me. They say, when they hear me on videos, who in the hell is that? That's the first thing they do. But where they drawing their opinion from? A worldly perspective, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Somehow they get so pissed off, they, cutting this mess off. Come back a few months later, they listen on. Come back. Then they meet me, they go. They see me preaching, they go, damn, what the hell? Because I'm on the anointing then. But then when they individually meet, they go, man, you dream nothing like that. What happened? Brother, there's a different administration.
Come on, come on. Yes, sir.
There's a dynamic
to
preaching and teaching.
Come on.
I would never stop being a man of Yah. You understand what I mean? He can't never stop being a teacher. Can't never stop. But there's a different dynamic depending on what we're doing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mother Carol is a beautiful woman. Ain't too many. There's not too many. Oh, that's right, she's 55. There's not too many 55-year-old women that is anywhere of the character and the statue of Mother Carol, by far. You don't know any. You don't know any.
True.
I said 55 and above. Man, Mother Carol, that woman is so much at peace, so contented. She, I'm telling you. And that woman loves me. She loves us and passed her down.
Yeah, hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
Full of wisdom.
Yeah, hallelujah.
A lot of times, you know, when you get in, you're in this for a while, people think that because you don't say nothing, you ain't got nothing to answer.
Come on,
sir. Don't teach. We said, look at you. They think that because you're meek, you're weak. That's the world.
I mean,
I'll call. Satan thought he had a Messiah, didn't he? They beat him within an inch of his life, made a show of him openly, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
Stripped him bare, didn't they? Then they thought they had it.
Yeah.
Not knowing that every single time he got spit up on, stripped. Every time he got smacked and hit, come on.
Yeah. Stripped.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Every time that he carried that wooden stake, strength.
Yes.
Every time a drop of his blood,
yeah,
rose to his blood, come on, strength. He said, when you see the Son of Man high and lifted up, nobody even thought about high and lifted up on that tree.
On that tree. Yes, sir.
Lifted up from the earth.
Ooh, man.
Unless the Son of Man be lifted up, if the Son of Man be lifted up, when the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Notice, there's a bunch of people running around being males, but everybody ain't men.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's get it right now.
Come on, Chef.
Let's get it right.
Come on, Chef.
Everybody ain't men.
That's good.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Never seen no power and strength. Ever. We have never read about it, never heard about it, ever seen a display of it. The king.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Well, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Power.
Yeah.
True power.
Yes, sir.
And they thought they had it. They thought he was weak.
Come on.
Impotent. Didn't have any power. You know what I mean? That's what he thought about the king.
Yes, sir.
Scribes and Pharisees, much as they hated him, they were still terrified of him. They said, you do know that he said that he's going to rise again the third day. So what was he doing when he was in the grave for those 3 days?
Come on.
Yeah. Was he soul sleeping?
No.
Come on, Chef.
He's doing the work.
You got a bunch of doctrines out there.
Yeah.
There's a prophet. Huh? So I'm going to tell you exactly what he did.
Come on.
He went straight to hell.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, went to hell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then, he went to hell.
Yes.
He went to the underworld.
Yeah.
He went to the lowest part of the earth, just like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David.
Yeah,
Not Moses. Moses got taken from Yahweh.
Yeah.
David, all the Israelites, and those who believe. Yet Gehenna and Sheol.
Yeah.
One place of torment, the other place of comfort.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Come on. But they were just in hell.
Come on, Sheol.
In escrow.
Come on, Sheol.
He went down in the pits of hell.
Come on.
David said, David! And I'm still appalled that people think that when the Israelites die, they go into the same holding place. When he done emptied it out.
Come on,
Captain.
Listen,
you can't use logic and reason
hallelujah.
To try to discern and have spiritual discernment of the word.
Come on.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
If that was the case, remember, Yahshua said he is the resurrection and the life, and he is the resurrection and the life.
Yes, sir.
You follow?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
It says in the book of Matthew, Matitiyahu, that many receive that are dead. They're walking on the streets.
Yep.
Showing you the power of the blood.
Yeah.
Of the blood, come on.
Yeah.
And you got these damn devils and dogs and foolish people mocking him. They keep on mocking him, Jim. Keep on mocking. And you know, if the message was just a fairy tale like Cinderella, like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Are you following me? Why do people get so upset when it's told? Why does it affect the heart? Why do you even care and give a damn?
What the hell?
You gonna see them. I know one prostitute that was a prostitute to end up becoming a wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yup.
Rahab.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Ended up having a son.
Mm-hmm.
Obed.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up having a son.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse.
Oh, man.
Look at that. Israel. I'm trying my best to help us. Keep filing, sir.
I'm dry.
Yes, sir.
We have to go ahead and read to you. Start the first verse.
Therefore, you are inexcusable, oh man.
You know what? Do you have the scripture version? Let's get something more concrete. I got a scripture version over here. You got it on your phone? All right, he got it. We're going to give him time to get it. We're going to go a little bit more concrete. King James, man.
Yeah. We with you, Chef.
They just... I'm just going to tell you, you need to... You're literally forced to look behind every damn word.
Yes, sir.
But no, for real. Because they're going to screw you up so damn bad. They gonna screw you up so bad. While teacher's getting it, I'm gonna drop a bombshell on y'all, all right? You already there?
Yes.
All right, we'll go ahead and go there. Y'all still want a bombshell?
Yeah, drop that.
No, drop that.
Drop that.
So we're gonna go ahead and roll off. You know what
I'm
saying? Anybody remember Samson?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
And you remember, he was over there fooling around with that damn Philistine host.
Strange one.
Delilah, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all want to hear this, though, right?
Yes, sir.
I want to hear it. Man, I hope y'all can handle this. I'm not telling you. Ain't none of y'all no damn Samson either.
I mean.
But the whole time Samson fooling around with Delilah, he never lost his anointing. Never lost his strength.
Yeah. I did. That's the truth.
It's only when he disclosed to the damn heathens. That's letting you men know, listen, husbands, love your wives, but don't disclose your heart. I don't know why it is, but we can go back to Eve. Women are constituted to listen to Satan. They are.
Yes, sir. Preach.
Word. I didn't say there couldn't be no Miriams or Suzanne, because we got them.
Yes, sir.
Few, far and in between. Told you, amongst a man, one out of a thousand, but a woman he found not. No.
Nah.
So call y'all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Call them a lie. Some of you, you that damn bad, your best salvation is to submit your husband and have children. That's all they ain't gonna humble your ass. Oh, for real. It wasn't until Samson had his locks cut. That's when the power left. Samson is a real true story of repentance. But watch this. Most of you people don't want to hear this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The word and the scripture is still consistent. It ain't never changed.
Yes,
what happened with Samson? Did he not repent?
Yes, sir.
But did he not lose his life?
Yes, sir.
What's this stands up today? When you repent, guess what you're going to do?
Yes,
you're going to lose your life. And most of you, you don't know how to fully repent because you don't want to lose your life. Because you don't want to, like, you know how you do it. You know, well, I got my mind. I know how to think.
No, we don't.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't. Stop it. No, hold on. Because if I don't put a halt to this, we're going to be all over the Bible. Let's just stick with where we at because we ain't even hit it yet. All right, because we're getting ready to go to Jeremiah 17, but we're going to stop there, all right? Let's just go ahead and read Romans 2. Come on, teacher.
Therefore, oh man, you are without excuse.
Oh, wait a minute. All men, right?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Everyone who judges.
Everyone who do what?
Judges.
Now, mind you, the only way you're going to understand that, you got to go back to Matthew 7 and understand what judging is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You get Matthew 7. Get Matthew 7, you just stay over in Romans so we can put y'all online here for a second, all right? And we still ain't got to the notes yet. It happens all the time, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Gonna be led by the Spirit.
That's
by the Spirit of Yahweh. He always has room.
That is. Yes, sir.
but how do we know the Spirit of Yah?
Because we quote His word.
Yeah.
We're speaking His word.
Yeah.
We're telling you His word.
Come on.
How dumb you gotta be?
I said
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was up in the gym thing, right? I was trying to do some boxing moves. Listen, when you hold your hands open, best thing you do is get a good one. I started to try to do some, because you know power in boxing, it comes from your feet up,
yeah,
from around your waist. I was like, good God mercy. I said, I hope I ain't got to get in the fist fight. I need me. I was like, I need a gun. I was like, good God mercy. There's no, anyway, we'll leave it at that. That was intermission. All right. Matthew 7, verse 1, read me now.
Scriptures of KJV.
Go with scriptures, man. You don't go with the KJV. Some people, if you go with scriptures, it's going to confuse. You stay with scriptures, you go with KJV.
Judge not.
Uh-huh.
That ye be not judged.
And most of you people, you read in English, they think, oh, you ain't supposed to judge nobody. Say what it says.
Come on, sir.
It's not what it says. Come on.
Well, what judgment you judge.
It's going to be new what?
You shall be judged.
So you think about this. I levy a lot of judgments. Did the same levy a lot of judgments? You know what that means? We're not afraid of judgment. Because we have a certain measure that we judge to.
Yes, sir.
And if we're judged to that measure, we're not afraid to be judged.
Right.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Most of you people, don't judge, like shit. I'm judging.
Right.
And I'm judging righteous judgment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. How do you think all the prophets got hated? Because they were judged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not because they were agreeable with everybody.
Come on, sir.
Read on.
And with what measure you meet,
you hear that?
It shall be measured to you again.
Y'all understand that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So whatever level that you judge to is coming back to you again. Read on.
And while beholding you the most that is in your brother's eye, but not consider the being that is in your own eye.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm the type of man that if I am so damn wrong, are you following me? I don't mind falling on the sword. Now, y'all need to tell me, because sometimes I can't see myself.
True.
I'm not so damn blinded to think that I'm right, I'm the sum of all wisdom. If I can't, listen, there's safety in a multitude of counselors.
Yes, sir.
And if I'm blinded, damn it, I'm righteous, it means I believe myself righteous.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, I love justice.
Yes,
I don't give a damn if the chips don't fall in my place or not.
Right.
They don't fall for me or not. All I want to do is be able to be right.
Yes, sir.
Because he's right.
Yes.
Because if I'm wrong, that means I have an opportunity to be right.
Yes.
If I'm blind, I got an opportunity to be right. I don't give a damn about being right.
Yes.
He's right. And
yes.
He's right.
Yes.
And I want to be like him.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
But
we all gonna protest biblically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we're so damn righteous.
Yeah.
But you better have the ears to hear.
Yes.
When your ass is wrong.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
And you make some adjustment from that.
Yes.
Yeah, you better have. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Want to be fast?
Absolutely.
Because I'll tell you one thing. This life is extremely real.
Yes.
This walk is extremely real.
Yes.
Read it.
Or, how will you say to your brother, let me put out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye.
So your brother got a speck. You see that clearly.
Yeah.
But you got this big-ass telephone pole in your eye.
Yeah.
But you want to be able to see him so clearly, but you can't see yourself. Man, get out of here. Stop that nonsense. That is out of the world. Read on.
You hypocrite.
You what?
Hypocrite.
You what?
Hypocrite.
Nobody likes me to call a hypocrite, but that's exactly what you are. You can see everybody else so damn clearly, but you can't see yourself. You hypocrite. Come on.
First cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Let me stop here real quick. Let's go sector for a second and we get back to teach train. I was, looking at news the other day, and mind you, I've backed off news a lot because I already know what time we're in.
Yeah.
listen, in case y'all missed it, we're literally on the decline. Y'all people need to get into your mind, we're hastening to the day of the great tribulation. Forget about what the world says. Economic collapse, rooms and doom, shit at the fan, all the other stuff. Economic crash, full crash. All that's a prelude to we're getting ready to go to the great tribulation. Let's put it on point here, all right? About it, showmanship. Y'all get it? But we're going to great tribulation, all right? Y'all need to understand this. Don't forget that. Don't put your trust in all this old shit in the world and everything else. Anyway, whatever. You get it? Just whatever. But I lost my thought. Where was I headed?
He was watching the news.
Ah, thank you. There you go. We're back online again. I was watching the news today, all today, and a few this week. And, of course, everybody knows New York got the stringest gun laws on land, right?
Right.
A woman walking her baby, 3 months old. A stranger comes out of nowhere, walks up to her, pow, shoots her in the head. 20-year-old woman, 3 months old. She's dead, bleeding out on the sidewalk.
Wow.
3 month old, what is a 3 month old gonna do? Only thing that can echo in my mind is when I hear about stuff like that, is what I've always said, get out of the city.
Yes. Wow.
We go to Chicago, having a damn shootout with the damn police. Two dead. Police injured. Bullets flying all over the damn place. Mind you, New York, Chicago, the most stringent gun laws on the land.
Right, Mom.
What are y'all people doing with guns up in New York and Chicago? I mean, I know y'all go batshit crazy because you look at behind me and you see all this weaponry. Listen, I'm in Tennessee. We can have these in Tennessee.
Yeah, buddy. Hey.
Y'all damn bastards can't have that shit in New York and Chicago? We in the South. We in Tennessee.
I know.
Oh,
man.
Ooh, boy. How many times y'all heard me scream and shout? Get out of the city.
Okay.
What am I basically saying? Come out of her, my people.
Anything?
You're not going to hear come out of her because you don't even know what her is.
Yeah, it is.
So if I say come out of the city, that's simple.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
it ain't hard. It don't take too much to grab. Write it down for us.
Come on,
keep your ass in the city, you're going to die.
I'm
going
to die. Man. That's more really.
And you look at the woman in this social media generation, beautiful woman. I mean, after the flesh, I can't call it beauty because all I see was fake hair, fake nails, fake eyes, fake face, makeup. And I don't know what was under that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, guys, you don't know what's under the silhouette. I don't know what's under that.
Right.
I mean, you look good according to appealing to the flesh.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's under that. But anyway, because somebody's just jealous. Snuck her out.
Hey.
Big city, New York. You know what's amazing? How many people die by vehicles every year? Trucks, semis, cars, you know, wrecks. How many people die by wrecks, by vehicles every year?
A lot.
I guarantee you this, more people die by vehicles every year than they do by guns. So I'm going somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I want to ask something. So why don't we ban all vehicles?
Yeah.
Why don't we have laws banning cars?
Right.
and banning semis and banning trucks. But we got this inanimate object right here who I done spoke to many different times on many broadcasts.
Yeah.
I've insulted.
Yeah.
He's an inanimate object.
Yeah.
I've cussed him out.
Yeah.
I've called him every damn thing other than son enough to make you want to just jump off the damn bookshelf and just fire.
Yeah, right.
You know it. Get your ass done. And nothing ever happens.
Nope.
Nobody ever calls banning a vehicle. But he calls banning a gun. I call it mental gymnastics.
Yes, sir. Reach.
Did I tell you? I remember what I said. Watch this. Y'all gonna start seeing people die left and right by vehicles. Y'all remember up in Canada, somebody took a van and just plowed down. Y'all remember that? I'm like, Father, I don't want to be careful what I'm saying because I know you leave me. But why does it happen every single time I talk? No. They take a van, plow down a sidewalk where the bus would go, knocking people over like pins in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look up and go, I know you leave me, but do I need to be careful about what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Nah, I'm going to keep on speaking.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on speaking. But nobody's calling for the banning of vehicles.
Nope.
Vehicular homicide kills more people than guns ever do. As a matter of fact, in 1 year, vehicles kill more than what people die by guns in 10 years.
Wow.
I guarantee you, they used to put up signs down here going down 65 in Tennessee. 786 people died on the highways this year. How many people die? That damn many people die in 1 day in Chicago and New York, Vermont, Maine, California, New Jersey, Delaware, all of them communist-ass states. How in the world do I make them little bitty-ass states reveling anyway? Ain't number two people in the damn thing. The census can only pull three at most. You got to part three of them. You got them counting the moose and the elks.
Oh,
and don't tell me I damn don't know, because I've been in Maine seeing moose when it was 30 below zero. I lived there for a couple of weeks, so I don't even want to hear. I've been in y'all neck of the woods. You finished reading?
Yes, sir.
Teach, come on with it. Everybody all right?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Tim.
For in which you judge another, you condemn yourself.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. America just doesn't give themselves a pass. The church has given themselves a pass. The assembly has given themselves a pass. We judge each other and don't give a damn. We judge each other. Nobody experiences no condemnation. But the book says right here, when you judge another, what you do? You condemn yourself. How many people get condemned when you judge somebody else? Not many. Because you're too busy putting forth a finger, like Zechariah said.
Yeah.
That's what y'all hate. You're so focused on everybody else and what you perceive that they're doing to you that you're out of the equation totally, 100%. Read. Watch this.
That you who judge practice the same wrongs.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody lies, but then you turn around and you lie yourself.
Yeah.
You practice the same damn wrong you think you're going to stick the judgment of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Read.
And we know.
We know.
That the judgment of Elohim
is what?
Is according to truth.
According to what?
Truth.
Watch this. He get ready to get raw now. Come on with it.
Against those who practice such wrong.
Y'all hear this? Go on.
And do you think?
Do you think?
Oh,
think,
man.
Think, oh, man, do you think? Come on.
You who judge those practicing such wrong. And doing the same, that you shall escape the judgment of Elohim.
You know what y'all are doing, right? Listen, every single time you perceive, you think that somebody's doing something, you better be focused on yourself. Because
yes,
we, that's intentional. We love putting more fingers.
Yes,
but you think that you're going to escape the scrutiny of Elohim himself? Nah, you ain't going to escape it. You're never going to escape it. Read on.
Oh, do you despise the riches of his kindness?
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of Elohim.
Hold on. I've experienced his riches.
Yes, sir.
I've experienced him being tolerant.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I experienced patience.
Yes, sir.
Because I experienced that, I can have a hell of a lot of patience for you. I promise. Now listen to me. I'm gonna stop this for a second, and we're gonna come online.
Come on.
Listen. Because I've been reproved and corrected and instructed by the Most High. Somebody said, "What do you mean by the Most High?" Well, I live on this earth like anybody else. I've been rebuked. I've been reproved. I've been corrected. You understand me? I know it's coming from y'all. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
I've been in that situation where I can tolerate it. They bought it. Because I knew it was y'all. And not just me that was sitting in front of me. I didn't despise his correction. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Most people look at it as men correcting them, and then they rise up and think it's just men. You better stop that shit.
That's what I'm
about.
Y'all hear me?
Ooh.
Come on now.
Grow up. Grow the hell up.
Up.
If you're going to be spiritual, damn it, be spiritual.
Come on.
If you're going to be carnal, damn it, be carnal. As the tree falls, so shall it lie.
Come on, Chef.
When I catch myself, I go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This just ain't man, he got this. I know who this is. This I got this. I'm good. I'm going to humble myself.
That's it.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Humble thyself on the side of Yahweh. Hey. Humble thyself in the side of Yahweh.
What are you going to do?
And he shall lift you up.
Hallelujah.
So Yah has stopped using the voice of men to correct you.
Yeah.
He got to come down from glory himself in order to get a hold of your ass.
Come on.
No. Well, you need to be as sensitive to his voice.
You got to
realize
when
Yah is speaking to your brother or your sister.
Oh,
hold on. Wait a minute.
Come on,
Priest. Come on, Priest. I get this. Come on. I mean, don't the book teaches us? You better be careful a lot of times when you're dealing with people because you could be entertaining angels all the way.
That's the word.
You got demons coming in and out of your ass all over the place. You got an angel come in and out of
them. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Come on.
Hebrews 1:7.
Man.
Yes,
read
that
real quick.
Yes, sir. And then we go to 7. Skip to go to Hebrews 1:14 too, and read that too. See, you people.
Come on.
And I'm trying to damn educate you as much as I can, because I don't know of another ministry that cares for you or your estate like we do. I wish. Wouldn't it have been nice if this stuff could have happened 200 years ago?
Yes.
What could we be in as a people if this stuff happened 200 years ago?
Yes.
But y'all does all things well.
All things well.
So guess what? We can't growl or spill nips.
Yes.
We're here.
Now,
you can cry and bitch all you want, but I'm not going to be bitching. We ain't no car dating in a
fish. We're going
to do this here and now. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No, real talk.
Real talk.
Read it. Hebrews 1:7.
And other angels, he said, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire.
I'm getting old. Come on.
Just get down to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not all ministering spirits set forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Come on.
Y'all hear that? Heirs. Come on.
Jesus. So the damn demon can speak to your ass when you are mad and angry. How about we reproving and rebuking it? You're doing it in the stead of God.
Oh!
That's fire!
Man.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
Hallelujah. That's it, Chef.
Wow. Y'all better stop this nonsense and this foolishness. Yes, sir. God bless you. Come on, teach.
Or do you despise the richness of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of Elohim leads you to repentance?
If Yah is good, and he is, if Yah is kind, I'm going to ask you, is he kind to you?
Yes, sir.
Is he?
Yes, sir.
Is he good?
Yes,
yes
sir.
Yah is good.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And we know that Yah is kind and he is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And since he is kind, and since he is good, and we know that, we just read it.
Yeah.
Because he is kind and he is good, he always leads you to repentance.
Yeah.
How is it that something you don't ever get to repent from?
Come on.
Oh, because this is what you go. You go, I'm good.
Yeah.
God will take himself.
Wow.
I keep trying to say it over and over again. How many times and how many ways do I have to say this shit? How many times, how many ways?
Wow.
Everybody else getting broken.
Yeah.
And bent.
Yes,
and being rebuilt by the root.
Hallelujah.
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 You good. So you can walk out, you can think yourself happy, you can do all this other stuff and take it out of context.
Search me. Search me.
Amen. They come again and say he's the deliverer and get no deliverance.
Hold it.
Wow.
Come on.
You know what she said?
Mother Carol said, because Mother Carol's student of Scripture. And you know, Mother Carol, she literally just stays in a place. You know what I mean? Now, she'll never, ever, ever be able, to outdo me concerning the Word. But any other so-called man of Yahweh, she can run circles around her ass. Mother Carol can. They think because they just keep it still aware of her. Mother Carol's seen.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times she'll watch and listen, not say nothing. Everybody thinks she's stupid, gullible, dumb, being taken advantage of, and she's laughing the whole damn time. You have to understand, she's been with the man of Yah all these years.
That's long.
All these years?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how stupid can she be then? Sad part about it is, I can literally say with the preachers of this generation we see out there on the damn internet, I can move out of the way for a mother girl and shame every single one of them. Shame they ass. That's sad though. Think about it. That's what they're saying. And guess, at night when we have our pillow talk, guess what mother girl I'll be talking about?
What's
that? Scriptures. Yeah. She got a question. So we'll talk about it. What about this? You know what I'm saying? We get finished that, then we get down to business.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, for real.
That's it.
She pulled me anytime. Talk to me about, babe, I love. She goes, honey, let's talk about this for a second. I need some help on this. I need some understanding. Never. You need to talk to me. You need to teach me. No, I need some understanding.
That's good.
Because she knows she's going to get the true bank. We don't have, like McNabb has been saying with the King of Glory, and a man that was created out of his own heart. I love that song too, man. Search me.
Come on, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Some men's sins go before the judgment, and then some men's sins come after.
We want everything go before.
Yes, indeed.
Supposed to be covered by the blood.
Yes!
I want something.
Nothing.
By the blood.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You hear these statements, you read these statements,
come
and
on.
There's no understanding.
Yeah.
There's no understanding because there's no Jeremiah 3:15.
That's
on.
It.
They can bring it out, though.
Yes.
Praise God.
Peter.
And remember, Yah is the one who gives these.
Yes.
So all praise to the Most High.
Yeah.
They don't get it. So don't deceive yourselves.
Yes.
Proverbs 23:9 says, speak not in the ears of a fool. For he would despise the wisdom of your words.
Yes, sir.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1, we're going to read all the way down to verse 13. You can read from King James, all right? Israel, you already know we are in the season of a serious decline.
Yes, sir.
Do we not know?
Yes.
And if you need a defibrillator to put on your mind, let's put on that. Do y'all not see spiritual lawlessness?
Yes, sir.
You think about America and all these other damn countries. The hell with this shit. Do we not see things that just simply outright oppose righteousness of the Torah?
Yes, sir.
Do we not see they have sanctioned man-on-man marriage?
Yes, sir.
Women-on-women.
Yes, sir.
Is it out there? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Debauchery.
Yes, sir.
Lewdness.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Homosexuality.
Yes, sir.
Perversion. Of every damn kind you can think of.
Yes, sir.
Bestiality. These damn women out here marrying dogs now. They're literally having ceremonies marrying dogs. If you'd have told me in the 90s this is what we would have been, I would have said, I know it's coming, but I couldn't believe it back then. We ain't in the 90s no more. We're two decades removed from that. Oh, I see it clear now. I see it clear now. And when I'm sitting up there watching a damn roar coming up from the heathen of this land, they're actually protesting. You can't kill babies.
Oh, man. We're talking.
Have y'all ever noticed? Watch this. Have y'all ever noticed how much little babies love me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You ever notice
that?
Yeah. You ever notice when I come around, I have that 100% undivided attention?
Yes,
you ever notice that?
Yes, sir.
I just walk up to them, you know, and I be looking at them. I be trying to just talk to them. You ever notice that, right?
Yes, sir.
The Most High said, despise not the children, for such is the kingdom of Yah. And you ever notice that all little children love Pastor Down?
Yeah.
And all their adults hate me.
Ooh. Wee.
Children love me, but the adults hate me.
Come on.
Children run to me, hug me.
Oh, yeah.
I hug them that hold out. Adults, they want to stay far away from me.
Uh-huh.
They just tell us something you about your old ass, educated, sick ass self. Sin sick self. Sin sick self. Children run with purity.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just loving on an old path to die.
Hallelujah.
It's crazy. Such is the little children, and such is the kingdom of Yah.
Yep.
The little children one day is going to grow up to be adults.
Yes, sir.
We teach them, we're going to teach them.
Sir.
The ways of Yah.
Yes.
This is the last generation.
Come on.
The last generation.
Come on.
I know it is, because the book says it is.
Come on.
Now, where we at, I don't know. But I know one damn thing. We're going to keep on going until we know it's the last.
Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
teach, we're in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, start at verse 1. And we're going to probably end this broadcast on this passage right here. Y'all ready? Y'all doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all doing this real?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all getting y'all feel?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all full?
No, sir.
Give me more. Y'all ain't full yet?
Hungry.
Oh, my God. I thought we was filling up the plate, man. Y'all feel? Y'all blessed or what now?
For that word?
For that word. You don't have a whole lot in the setting, though.
Now we beseech you, brethren.
Now the word beseech is somebody is begging.
Yes, sir. Yep.
They're trying to reach you. The next word for begging is invoking. There you go. The next word is pleading, inviting. Matter of fact, we are calling you to come near. Beseech. So that word beseech just don't do justice when you comprehend the whole substance of a word. We're trying to bring you in.
No,
bring. Come on over.
Right.
We got it over here. Come on.
Beseech you, brethren.
Come on.
By the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach.
That's all I'm saying. So y'all understand one day we're going to be able to...
Come on! Now behold the Lamb. Yeah, look at that.
Look, brother, we are literally at the table. Pretty face ain't gonna sell no damn more. You better have some ass on you. real, man. We just real.
Hey,
we just real.
Come on,
man.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come
on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Believe it or not, y'all want to hear this? I brought a, matter of fact, I know I've never talked about this. I've never talked about this. Y'all want to hear it?
No.
All right. In high school, we had this thing called MAD. You ever heard of MAD before? That was in 83, 84. Now I'm really telling how old I am.
M-A-D-D?
M-A-D-D. Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was on a TV commercial from high school to do Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You know, people get, so we was doing parties, showing out teenagers and everybody getting in trouble for driving drunk. Mind you, I ain't never drank shit. I remember the first time I had a drink. First time I drank a drink, a big ass drink, I drank one can. Anybody ever heard of Slitch Malt Liquor Bull before?
Yes, many days.
I think it was 1986.
Oh, boy.
I went to boot camp 85, 86. I had one can of Slitz Malt Liquor Bull. You know what I was doing? I was hugging a porcelain goblet. I threw up all over the damn place, man. I was dry. I mean, that everything was coming up, including stuff that I ain't even put in there. I had one can of bull. One can of Slitz Malt Liquor Bull. Did he even make that stuff anymore? Boy, it hit me on down through there. Man, I ain't touched another shit for another year. I eased into it. Ooh, this stuff tore me up. It was during the Super Bowl. I was back there hugging that toilet. I know the toilet was good because we clean every day. In the military, when they clean shit, we clean shit. No, we clean shit. No, I'm telling you, when shit's clean, we clean it. Man, I was sitting, I probably fell asleep in that damn toilet. I drank that damn Slitz Malt Liquor Bull. I was done for. No, I ain't pulling on a bag dog 2020. So I started mad dog 2020. They really going on low. But anyway. Oh, yeah. So, these damn people, they got hold of Kabir. I can show you text message. Asked Pastor Dowd, he would love to come on this broadcast tonight. We'll talk to him. I tell you what. Give them our terms, our conditions. If they can't meet that, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. So stop. Sports history, just stop. Just stop. Matter of fact, just go away. And just go away. Like the magazine is. Y'all failed as magazines. Just go away. Like your time is over. You can't put them bony-ass white woman up there no more. Ain't got no damn curves. Look like a broomstick and sell your magazine no more. It ain't happening. Pretty face don't sell no more. Slip away. Now we move on. All right, let's finish this. What was we at? Teach? Especially Buffy, Dragon, or some shit like that.
Gorilla.
Nobody got no name Gorilla for real. She had a name Gorilla for real.
Oh.
And she looked like a gorilla, too. Come on.
And by our gathering unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind.
Wait a minute. This is what we're trying to get all the Israelites at. We're trying to shrink y'all right here.
Yes.
Don't be so soon shaken where?
In mind.
Because what happens more than anything in mind? Thoughts.
Yes, sir.
And whoever taught y'all that every damn thought that comes in y'all mind, it don't originate from you.
Yes, sir.
It comes from somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
You're just so used to accepting that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who going to test the gate of these thoughts?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Who going to try these spirits?
Try.
Come on. See what it be about.
Yeah.
Use your own volition to see if it really originated from you.
Yeah.
Did it come from you for real?
Come on, Chef.
Not for real. Sober up.
Yes, sir.
That's the sobriety that this is talking about.
Yes,
every damn thought into your mind did not originate from you. It did not come from you.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So why are you accepting it, son? Because nobody told me. Now you're being told.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
So check the damn stuff at the gate.
Yes, sir.
At the door.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you. No, you my ass. Hold on. Let me see if it's me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. No, I don't believe that.
Come on.
Then when the voice started getting faint and it fades away,
mm-hmm.
You know when you came in and then the voice left.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do nothing about it, passivity will kill your ass. I keep telling y'all. When you don't do nothing about it, the boys keep on persisting.
Come on,
never checked it because you've been passive.
Come on.
And then you accept it as your own. You take ownership of it. Now that's the problem. It becomes the spirit.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Shit.
Right.
Listen.
Man. Preach. Preach.
The book
preach.
Says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, as you suppose.
Yes.
But they're mighty, through Yah. To the pulling down of what?
Strongholds.
And then he goes right to the next one. Casting down everyone. Listen. You can't cast down if you're not aware.
That's it.
True. They look at a lot of these Hebrew Israelites. Don't they, man? They would tear you up, quoting the word.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But come on, Seth, man.
They don't know a damn thing about it because they don't live it.
Exactly.
You quote the word all day long. Man, they are on.
Yeah.
Push button.
Yeah.
They quote the word all damn day long.
Yeah.
Because they don't live it. They don't have no substance in it. They don't know what the hell it is.
Man, dang.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's what the book says. They became vain in their thought, in their imagination.
Yeah.
They can, you can talk a certain way, and then they can pick up on a subject, and automatically they don't recall.
Yeah.
But they have no spirit of combatants in them to be able to combat that word. They don't have nothing. It's just trigger words. They have no power. They have no power.
Come on.
It's like when years ago, I seen this damn demon walk up with some Israelites. They was trying to quote scripture and do all kind of shit, this damn demon and stuff. I was like, damn, that's the best they got. They don't know what the hell they doing. I said, bring that damn demon up on me on the street like and let's see what happens. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
Right.
Because, I mean, the scribes and Pharisees knew how to quote scripture, but they had no power.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So the black Hebrews, right, they call them B-H-I. Mm-hmm. They fall in the same category as Christians. Y'all don't know shit either.
True.
Jesus. And I'll say it again. If y'all think we're playing games, invite us to the church.
Come on.
You ain't got nothing to lose. But I tell you one damn thing, bring plenty of garbage cans and plenty of paper towels, and you're going to need them. Because when the real true Israelite come in, we're going to test shit off.
The real,
Yeah.
And
down. And most people think, you're being there. No. We're talking about deliverance for those who are true Israel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because everybody in Israel.
True.
We won't finish early tonight. Come on, T. Let's finish this. Y'all turn off the AC?
Yes, sir.
Y'all are froze the devil some shit?
Yeah, I'm not going to worry.
Oh, it's up to 80. We can put up 80.
All right,
come on, T.
That you be not soon shaken in mind.
If the unbelieving depart, let them do what?
Let them depart.
Read on. a brother or a sister
is what?
Is not in bondage.
In such what?
In such case.
Read on.
So if she comes to us on her own, we have no choice but to take her in. Shalom.
That's it.
The word.
That is the word. You want to give up all this bullshit, this side shows, all I did was quote the word. And I deal with stuff like this probably 10, 15 times a week. Y'all have no idea.
Wow.
This damn passive ass, sorry ass, weak ass, so-called shell of a man.
Yep.
He won't act like he's some kind of damn man. Only time he act like he's a man is when he won't walk the strange flesh. But you got this Israelite sister that want to serve y'all, don't even want to leave the ministry. I said she don't want to leave the ministry. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to use this and we're going to end it on this. I keep trying to tell y'all Israelite sisters over and over again. I want y'all to listen to me. If an Israelite man approaches you because you want to be approached or something happened, I don't know what it is. You come across this ministry and the first thing they want to do is get in between your damn panties and they don't want to introduce you to y'all, give you time to develop in y'all.
Preach. Yeah.
All they think about is securing the package. And they want you to think and believe that they are Yah.
Ooh,
God. Ooh. Using Yah ministry for them damn selves.
Because
that's exactly
what
I'm saying. Ooh. Ooh. Deceit.
Yep.
I'm going to quote them again.
Go ahead.
I'm going to quote them again.
Go ahead.
When are you going to learn how to treat these women as your sisters?
This is a
curse.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No, your lust won't have it.
Nope.
You know why? Because they're afraid of somebody like you, 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 and you. A brother more righteous than your ass. That these women would end up coming in, getting close to God, and they would see somebody more righteous than your wicked, defiled, funky ass. And then they will say, I need to be in that house,
mm-hmm.
not your house.
Yeah.
And you run block.
Ooh. Come on, Chef.
Say, what is this piece of shit? Jesus, did we not give him every damn opportunity to speak?
Oh,
every damn opportunity. His shit, he didn't want to say shit. He was damn stuttered, tap dancing, and told her every damn thing else.
Right.
But guess what? Let her rise up. And let her say, an Israelite woman, let her say, I'm not going to go and serve Molech.
Damn, come on.
It's going to come at a price, though. Because she, knowing her, wise ass going to work, she'll get to this. It's going to come at a price. Won't you listen? You got two sons from his man. Listen to me, sister. Those sons are not yours. They belong to that man. That's his seed. You got a big-ass choice. Can you walk away and be free? Well, you're going to hear this again.
Ooh.
And guess what? In eternity, we all going to be judged.
Oh, yes,
if I'm home, I'm going to judgment. I ain't got nothing in front of me but the word. Let's find out who's right, who's wrong. Because I'll tell you something, Sister Kate. You let his ass go, children got the boys, they got to go with it. It ain't like we already don't have that. Matter of fact, in Jersey, we already got a sister who literally live in Israel and speak fluent, modern Hebrew. She let the sons go with the dad, but kept the daughter. The dad didn't want the daughter. You know what? No secret.
That's
Now she here was straightway in Israel and married.
Hallelujah.
And had a son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And everybody, you know, this walk, listen, you're not going to do this without pursuing you all. You're not going to do this without all. There's going to be something in there.
Yes, sir.
Come on. You come across this. If it's unbelieving ass, depart. And he's an unbeliever with his sorry, funky, coward ass. Let him depart. You need to realize and know you ain't got no recourse. It's a big choice, isn't it? Because I'm telling you, man, ripping a baby from a mama is like ripping a bear. Hey, in Ezra Nehemiah day, and we had to put away the strangle. Now it's flipping around. Now you got to put away the strangle. So, hey, Israel, we bless y'all. We could be here all night long going over. And I ain't got, we can't finish it. We can finish it. We'll be here until 3 o'clock in the morning. Which is good. But anyway, hey, Israel, I want to let y'all know how serious this is. This word is serious, and this word will cut you.
Yes.
If you ain't serious about y'all, you can forget it.
Hallelujah.
But if you are serious about y'all, you got eternal life waiting on you.
Oh, we.
Yes. Listen. Get your heart right and constitute in the right
now.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. Women, Pastor Dow is getting ready to hit on this shit that many of y'all damn American women are deceived by. And then y'all turn cold, hard, and callous the other damn way. And you have no balance about you at all. You don't have no damn balance. A man's got to teach you so you can be conformed to his image. We're going to show you. We're going to teach you. I promise we are. I want y'all to listen. If you can, strive to listen.
Does that say the right words?
Listen. Come to the reality. Your natural family can only take you so far. But your spiritual family can take you a hell of a lot farther.
Hallelujah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Come to that reality. And then learn who your real true family is.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We ought to bring you there. Bring you to Zion. I know I'm on my path of Zion because I know for sure I have not wasted all these years. What that you teach?
No.
Too much opposition. That's what that is. Don't we want to be the path. Too much persecution. We don't want to be the path. Too much tribulation. We don't want to be the path. We're there. We're here.
Straight way.
We want y'all to get this. Y'all really truly need to get this. Just get this. Y'all need to get this. Everybody say to Israel, they ain't Israel. I think y'all do have the mind to be able to come to it, though. It's not going to come without sacrifice. You're going to have to make a choice and a decision. It ain't forced. It's all on you. Because the way this world going, Satan got it. Big time. Hook, line, and sinker. He got it. But you, the called and the chosen of Yah.
Come on.
Yeah. He's woken you up.
Yes, he did.
To your conscience.
Yeah.
Yes. To discern the difference between good and evil and right and wrong.
Yeah.
He's given it to you.
Yes,
he has.
Yes.
You have to make a choice and decision. Are you going that way?
That's it.
Remember Noah's day, only 8. Y'all read Joshua, right? They were running up to the boat, trying to get in.
Yep.
Once the master rises up and shuts to the door, that's where we at.
Yep.
You get ready to shut to the door. Those at the end, those who are out, they're out. I can't wait. I want to see this. I literally truly want to see this while I'm alive.
I want to see us be in it. You know the reason why? Because once we in it, we're protected by God.
That's it. Yeah. We got to do nothing else.
Hey. Hallelujah.
No wonder we borrow these guns and ammo and that. We don't be able to use it because we're protected by Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. I'm behind.
But even if not, we're prepared.
That's prepared.
Whether in life or in death, we're still with Yah.
Come on. That's it.
And believe me, I'm full of well flesh. Because I was coming out of the garage day, I hit my damn skin. I was like, ooh. Boy, it hurt like hell. I'm like, damn. Every time I hit myself like that, it hurt like hell. Like, and I'm ready for tribulation. I'll be like, no, that stuff hurts, man. I'm sorry. I can't make it up. That stuff hurts like hell. Anyway, Israel. We hope to see each and every last one of you tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I hope that y'all learn something from tonight. Be encouraged. Anybody got anything else? We got our last word. Y'all got a last word? Y'all good?
Great job.
All right. So we bless y'all. And the sweet presence is strong. And victorious. And I know I did not complete my thought. I'm done. And the victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom, the King.
Hallelujah.
Come on, T.
New York, you probably used to
that song. All I have now.